All right, I'm gonna skip the regular spiel, because I've given it to you every day this week. And I'll assume you know where the audiovisual room is by now. But let me know if I can help with anything. Excuse me? A friend? Oh, you've got headphones on. Oh my. Oh, you look so happy right now. I almost hate to disturb you. Sir? You forgot the key. You don't have to hide or anything. What are you? Oh my god, are you? I knocked. I promise I didn't. I just didn't hear. Bother. I didn't think you'd be jacking. I mean, stroking your. Sir, I'm sorry, but you really shouldn't be doing that here. I mean, we have no rule that's specifically says you can't, but maybe it's not my place to say what you can't do in a private room as long as you're clean and safe. Oh my gosh, please don't look so terrified of me. You're getting along so well. Okay, I'll be gone in a second, and I promise I'm not looking at. I'll just make sure the keyboard and mouse are fine after getting knocked off the desk. What the? Wait, this is my Instagram page. And now what are you even apologizing for? I mean, I'm definitely surprised, but why would I be mad? It's none of my business what you look at while you stroke your, you know, and you've been so kind all week. Okay, keyboard and mouse work. I'll walk out, you'll lock the door with this key, and we can forget this ever happened. It's just that, you see, this doesn't really happen to girls like me. You know what I mean. Girls like me, who wear nerd glasses and big sweaters and boring knee-length skirts with Mary Janes. I mean, I've heard guys sometimes call me cute and occasionally pretty, but hot or sexy? Not me. Okay, so what I'm saying is, and maybe I'm crazy for asking, but can I stay here while you keep going? I'll be quiet as a mouse. You will? Thank goodness. Thank you for not freaking out. Okay, let me lock the door this time. You looked like you were enjoying yourself so much in here before I scared you. So, here's the Instagram picture you were looking at of me at Starbucks. Okay, and could you please take out your penis again? Yes, I'm sure it's okay. Your concern is positively, charming. But yes, please. I really want you to take your penis out. Oh my god. What? No, this There's nothing wrong with it, for sure. I just don't see them that often, is all. And yours is so... and it's still a little bit hard, too. So, please start stroking again. Please? It looks so good, the way you're moving your hand slowly over it, up and down. Like you know exactly what you want. No, don't be embarrassed. Just please enjoy it like you were before. I can't believe you would try to put that away. It looks like it's far from done. You have a question? Yes, of course I want you to stroke it. I mean, again, it's kind of you to ask, but yes, I really want you to get off. The reason you hear me talking to you right now is because I want to see you come with me in mind. So please keep stroking it. Okay. So this is me at Starbucks, dressed in my same glasses, sweater, and long skirt. Oh! Dude, your dick twitched just now while I was describing my outfit. God, you are squeezing that thing extra hard while looking at my picture. So what turns you on so much about my nerdy glasses and big sweaters? Imagination? Oh, so do you mean that these clothes let you imagine what I look like with them off? Whoa! First, please stop squeezing it so hard. I don't care if your dick can handle it. Move your hands aside. I'm serious. Jeez, it looked like you were trying to scrub a layer of skin off with your dry hand. Okay. Okay, what if instead I tried to be nice to it? Look, I'll just lick my hand and I'll take over from here. There. Isn't it nicer now that I'm stroking your hard dick with a wet hand? God, how are you getting so hard so fast? Are you sure you're only thinking about me right now? With my hand on this very hard cock? You are? That makes me feel kind of proud, even a little powerful, if that makes sense. And when I imagine you looking straight into my doe eyes while you're coming, it's just euphoric. Okay, now, as I was saying, maybe I could help your imagination along. Let's make a deal. I'll tell you 5 things to help you come. And you have to hold off your come until after I say all 5. Deal? Good. And maybe I'll give you a little bonus at the end. Number 5. Think about my delicate, thin fingers moving up and down this hard, throbbing cock of yours. Does it make you feel like a big man to be jerked off by someone so small and soft? Okay. Number 4. These glasses are prescription. I'm nearly blind without them. I couldn't think of anything very sexy for glasses. Moving on. Number three. Look at my stockings. Don't you think they make every outfit better? Yeah, they do. When I get home, I kick off my shoes and take off my skirt and hang around in panties and stockings. I want you to imagine me answering my door for you, dressed like that. Number two. Do you want to know what I wear under these big baggy sweaters? It's difficult to find bras that fit, so most of the time, I don't wear anything at all. I hope you don't mind. Although, sometimes I'll wear a strappy body chain harness if I know I want to impress someone or show off after work. Number one, and I hope you're ready to come, because number one is that I want to use this soft mouth of mine to suck every last drop out of you. I want to feel your body shudder while trying to keep eye contact with me. I want to taste it and feel how hot it is as I swallow it. Please come for me. Oh God. God, that was so good. Oh, thank you for letting me be a part of that. Hey, dude, don't freak out, but do you mind if I just lay my head on your chest while I catch my breath? Oh, we're hugging. I feel so warm and wholesome in your arms. Okay, don't move your face. Obviously you don't want to kiss me right now, but I'd love to peck you on the cheek if you don't mind. And we're kissing. That was the sweetest kiss. I know I'll have to get back to the desk soon, but let's just enjoy a couple more minutes like this.